This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. There are few activities as peaceful as kite flying, or so we thought, until we found out about a group of people here in Southern California who are kite fighting in city parks. Mary Rose Abraham reports.
Most people think a kite is a simple toy for a windy afternoon outing. But today at Balboa Park in Southern California, parents and children turn away from their colorful butterfly designs and rainbow streamers to watch Johnny Shung's fighter kite swoop across the sky.
Oh, good shot. I was holding it. There was no wind. I was holding it. That cut it. Good fight.
Fighter kites are more than toys. Unlike solitary play kites, these kites do battle until one falls from the sky. Johnny's kite shoots up like a rocket hundreds of feet high. He can barely see the kite, but he can feel the tension of the string on his fingers. Then his friend Basir Beria sends up his kite nearby. On this day, the battle is relatively calm, but they insist it's not usually so.
It's a very quiet sport. No yelling.
Yeah. No, they do yell.
During the fight, though, you don't yell at each other or anything.
No, we just get excited. Okay. The guys say, go, release, spool, release,
down. You see the other guys behind your friend.
Yeah, they always have, everybody have their
then
own.
Then he's going to fight. Shut up, let me do my fight.
release. You know, that's what the guys are like, no, not right now.
Basir purposely moves his kite string onto Johnny's line and cuts it. And Johnny's kite falls to the ground.
Oh. You got me.
Unlike ordinary kite lines, fighter kites use manja, string encrusted with glass paste. This is the essential weapon of a fighter kite, and one that Basir spends a lot of time handcrafting at home.
And it's going to take hour and hour to just make almost even half a pound of glass for 2-3 hours.
Basir sits cross-legged on the cool concrete in his backyard workshop. He's been kite fighting since he was a boy in Afghanistan. Back then, Basir's father taught him how to make manja, and he's refined those techniques over the years. He pounds a pestle onto glass shards in the mortar at his feet, thick glass from the bottoms of beer bottles and jelly jars, now smoother than talcum powder. Basir dumps the soft mound into a can of boiling glue.
Smell a little bit bad, but I love it.
Basir's hands are etched with deep scratches from fighter kite competitions and making manja. Now he slowly unravels a spool of string and smooths glass paste onto 800 yards of it with his fingers. While the manja dries, Basir crafts the body of the kite. The design is made of ordinary tissue paper in ruby reds and peacock blues, but he uses special materials to make the kite strong enough for competition.
And I use nice bamboo. I said, oh, that bamboo is a 40 years old bamboo. You can cut it like a cheese, you know, so nice. And you see the bamboo, it's bending so good and so curved, everything so nice. Bam!
Basir usually spends about 5 hours constructing a simple fighter kite. The more elaborate kites with hand painting are for fighting and collecting, like the ones that fill Johnny Shung's home. Johnny has been kite fighting since he was a boy in Bangladesh. He has traveled the world for competitions and collected hundreds of kites. Decorative Japanese kites paper the walls. Dozens of sleek American fighters are stacked in a cardboard box. And then there are the largest of the fighter kites, the Afghans, with a wingspan of 3.5 feet.
People who is crazy about fighting, they like to fly this because they're dominating the whole sky because they know it's like a tank. You know, they don't want anybody cutting them. So they go sit up there and just wait for the target. You know, they own the sky.
For Johnny, Basir, and other fighters, owning the sky is what kite fighting is all about. Hours of painstaking work and practice lead, on this day, to battle in a quiet park. A battle which Johnny says takes special skill.
And then patient, and not make mistake, and get out of mistake. And you have to be not over-aggressive, you have to be conservative certain times. There's a lot of trick in this.
For Day to Day, I'm Mary Rose Abraham.
And you have to have good kite. And you have to be lucky.